Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Frank Hutchison, and today we're talking about how people use information or misinformation to distract from the objective they're really after, looking at gaining an advantage. We're going to go back in time, and we're going to talk about a very famous character in American history, Benjamin Franklin. Meredith?
So back in the 1700s, Benjamin Franklin published Poor Richard's Almanac. He did it under a pseudonym, Richard Saunders, and it was full of predictions, weather reports, farming reports, and some just off-the-wall predictions. For instance, in his first edition, he predicted that his biggest competitor, a man named Titan Leeds, who published his own almanac, would die on a specific date at a specific time. When that day came, Titan Leeds was still alive. But Benjamin Franklin announced anyway that Titan Leeds had died. And when Titan Leeds tried to argue and say, "Nope, guys, I'm still here, I'm still publishing my almanac," Benjamin Franklin did one of the meanest things I've read of anyone in history doing. He announced that Titan Leeds had really died, but a bunch of imposters had taken over his business and was running it to try to discredit Poor Richard's Almanac. And it worked. For the next 5 years, Poor Richard's Almanac insisted that Titan Leeds was dead, that imposters were running his business, and people believed them. And then 5 years later, when Titan Leeds actually died, Poor Richard's Almanac congratulated the imposters on finally giving up the act. And that went on, I mean, everyone believed that. Even people who knew Titan Leeds were writing to him, coming to visit him, saying, "Hey, are you still alive?" And he was. And even though the people closest to him knew the truth, the rest of the colonies, everyone believed that Titan Leeds was dead, all because of a brilliant marketing campaign by Poor Richard's Almanac.
What was the result?
We still have Poor Richard's Almanac. You can still buy it at the store. It's still a brand. People still know what it is. And no one remembers Titan Leeds Almanac.
And what happened to Titan Lee in those 5 years?
Oh, he
what
fought.
Happened to his business?
His business definitely went down. He fought hard to stay afloat. He was still publishing, but and people were still buying it because his predictions were actually pretty accurate. But in general, people believed it was being run by imposters.
We'll talk some more about other examples in the modern day and some of the techniques that people actually use.
Because this is still happening every day. This is happening with your coworkers. It's happening with your competitors. It's happening with people who are trying to sell you stuff. Politics, just watch the nightly news and you're seeing this. What it really boils down to is spin, which we've talked about in our earlier episodes.
Yes.
It's all about how people twist information. And before we talked about people purposely twisting information, now we're talking about how people purposely omit information or they try to make a big splash to distract you from something worse that's going on. And we'll go into that more in episode 5.
It's the equivalent of, "Oh, look, there's a squirrel."
Squirrel? Squirrel? Something shiny, sparkly, So we're looking forward to talking to you next time. Check out episode 5, which is all about how to identify when someone is distracting you. Hi, everyone. It's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2013 by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But now, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you if you just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.